told MPs that he hasn't received any specific advice suggesting it had been. He says he's hopeful of stability under some conditions.
A Palestinian-led government in Gaza and the West Bank. We need a concrete plan of support for that government and a plan to help reform and support the Palestinian Authority. We've got to see a massive reconstruction plan for Gaza. And crucially, we've got to see a political horizon towards a two-state solution.
Downing Street has always said that Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas's attacks. The former post office boss Paula Venables says she's handing back her CBE over the Horizon IT scandal. Ministers say they're actively considering legislation as a way to quickly clear the names of the 700 people wrongly convicted of fraud. Donald Trump is in court where his team's trying to argue that, as a former president, he's immune from prosecution. His lawyers want charges that he attempted to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 election win dismissed. Representing him, Dean John Sauer told judges that he thinks the trial is politically motivated.
It has no basis in the context of the current prosecution, where the current incumbent of the presidency is prosecuting his number one political opponent and his greatest electoral threat.
Scientists have confirmed last year was the hottest globally on record and that this year is likely to be even hotter. The EU's Climate Change Service says 2023 was 1.48 degrees warmer than pre-industrial times. Four people have been seriously injured in Austria after a ski lift they were in crashed to the ground. Local media say a father, his two children and another family member have been taken to hospital from the resort of Horkertz. And France has a new prime minister who's the youngest person ever to hold the post. Gabriel Attal, who's 34, is also the first openly gay politician to hold the position. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we definitely have got more strengthening northeasterly winds developing tonight. Largely clear skies and dry conditions, though patchy areas of cloud may edge in by dawn. Now, let's have a look at Wednesday. It will be another largely dry day for most of us, with variable amount of cloud and some spells of wintry sunshine at times. Clouding over from the north as well in the evening. You'll notice a northeasterly breeze, with highs of 5 tomorrow and overnight lows of 2.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel
Hi, my name's Emily, and coming up with events in Billericay now, it's to dig or not to dig. That is not the question. This is a talk by Federico Filippi, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. All visitors are welcome, and it's from 8 to 10 p.m, £3 per visitor. And that's on Monday the 15th of January on the Chantry Centre in Billericay. And you can find more out about this at Phoenix FM. And next up, we have Beside You by James Blunt.
I heard there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing. With all these souls, and I watch them fall like dominoes. Too long I've been on my feet. Need more time, but it don't come cheap. Someday I'll be on my knees, and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over?
Beside You here on Phoenix FM. And if you think, oh, Joe's voice changed a little bit, yeah, we've got Emily back in the studio for 2024. Emily, hello, just have another little chat. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. Because you were working the controls as well now, aren't you?
Yeah, I was.
On
yeah.
and off.
I'm
on
learning
off.
More.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
Getting
been a
back.
While. You've had like 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's longer than that.
Is it?
Oh, sorry, I don't
be.
Even know at this point.
I know.
Time.
I've no idea. You're looking at me. You know I know nothing. But yeah. So, Emily, listen, so what have you got planned for, not just now, but like 2024?
Yeah, so I was thinking in 2023. It was near the end of 2023, and I think I was just very burnt out,
yeah.
and I didn't have a routine. And one thing I noticed is that I had no motivation, and I just wasn't waking up early in the morning.
Really?
I was basically just on autopilot.
Yeah.
And just very tired. And so I started thinking, to be honest, I did start thinking this on the 1st of January, which is probably a bit late because most people have their goals like planned before January. But I was thinking, no, I'll just start now. And so I started listening to like mindset podcasts. I don't
right.
know how I started doing it,
yeah.
but I did, and somehow did. And He's called Rob Dial, and he's...
Why not?
He's called the Mindset Mentor, and he's... Honestly, it's so good.
Mm.
I've listened to about 20. It's like a series of about 100.
Oh, right.
It's a lot. And
how long are the podcasts? So long? Because sometimes they like go on for an hour or something. It's too long,
about
right?
About 12 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
So I started listening to him, and he reached about one on iTunes, I think.
Oh, wow.
A lot. And so a few things I've started doing. I've started waking up at 6 a.m. every single day, weekends, weekdays. And I go down and I sort of have water and everything, because apparently when you wake up, you're dehydrated and your brain isn't functioning properly. And that's why you feel so bogged down in the morning, because your brain is dehydrated. So I started drinking water to try and feel more awake. I guess it doesn't really work because I'm still tired and walking around. And then I start meditating.
All right.
Have
you got a special mentor or?
So what I do is I go on YouTube, because I have quite a short attention span. Mm. And so 5 minutes for me, that's enough.
Yeah, sure.
But he said that waking up early in the morning and incorporating these things into your routine, you're most likely going to be successful in your year, more productive in your year. And you're going to accomplish a lot more things because you're more calm. You're more ready for the day when you meditate. Mm. I've noticed I'm more happy, a bit more just less grumpy.
Do you think it's because you're kind of taking time out a little bit, even though you don't even realise you're doing that, just for yourself, right?
Yeah. And I think some people say it's the placebo effect. It's not real. Mm. I don't think it is, because it's like when you actually sit there and listen... And then you work on your breathing, you work on everything like that. It really helps. And so I've been doing that.
Mm.
And then I was sort of like learning more and more about it. Mm. And the more, you're about 10% more productive in the morning.
Mm.
So if you wake up at 6 a.m. and you get ready, or you meditate, or you drink coffee, whatever you do in the morning, an hour later, you'll feel ready to work. So you could get 2 hours working before 9 a.m. And then you could get the most important tasks out the way early in the day. And
I get what you're saying. It does make sense. Yeah.
And so for people, that's their day. They don't have to stress. They don't have to do anything like that. So for me, because I study A-levels and I have, mocks, exams coming up.
Yeah, sure.
When I have, a period before school where I can work for an hour and also do things that will help just me.
Yeah.
It's like much better. It's not like
you've micromanaged your time essentially better as well, and that's kind of what you've done, right?
It's not like, what's the word where it's like,
I don't know.
Oh, what is it?
I can't think.
I don't feel forced to
do it. I need to listen to the podcast. What was his name again?
Rob Dial.
Rob Dial. I'm going to give him a little listen. We also have our wellbeing coach coming in on a Thursday for Drive, every Thursday. She does the same thing. She takes me with, mala beads and things like that. So it's a really good thing. And we have a chat probably for about 10 to 12 minutes. Bit of fun with it as well.
I might have to come in for one of them.
And so there's really simple exercises that you can do on chairs. And it does really make a difference. And I was always sceptical, but actually... The mantra that I use as well really does actually help as well.
Yeah.
And I've been telling other people, blokey, 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 blokes that never believed in all that, and now they're doing it along with me as well. So I completely get that. What's his name again, Emily?
Rob Dial.
Rob Dial. You'll have to tell me how you're getting on next week when you come in.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we've got the adverts, and then we're going back to the 80s with Aswad.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Our terms and conditions apply.
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
I would, but first of all, let me say I must have
lie, but I know all the words to the song. And the only thing I have a sing-a-ling long to, a ling-a-ling to, is the woohoo. Emily, do you do the same?
I do, actually, yeah.
Oh, do you? Yeah, sorry, I keep turning the wrong mic up.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on today.
Yeah,
goodness me. Yeah, it's a good song, isn't it? Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, it just makes you feel happy, ready for the day.
It does, right? Maybe that's what you need to play before you do your meditation as well, right?
Yeah.
Incorporate that into your daily routine.
My family probably wouldn't appreciate that at 6 a.m.
I can't really let you. Can put your headphones on, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I
you could do that. It's been a long day for you, isn't it? Especially now getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need some coffee.
Yes. Anyway, so Emily, look, you're hanging around for another like half an hour, aren't you, before you're going home today, and then you'll be back next week as well. But coming up now, I'm going to take a look at the travel for you.
It's FM Travel News.
Right, in Braintree, there's slow traffic on A120 approaching Galleys Corner roundabout, both eastbound and westbound. Shenfield, slow traffic on A1023 between A12 and Shenfield High School. In Canvey Island, slow traffic on the Somners Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Island. Rayleigh, slow traffic on Webster's Way between High Street and Eastwood Road. And even Brentwood, there's still slow traffic on the Onger Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street. Wilson's Corner. The incident has been cleared, by the way, on the A127 eastbound, but with the slow traffic that was around the M25 at Junction 29, but that is now clear. It looks like on the map it's moving fine. Then Chelmsford, slow traffic on Waterhouse Lane between Parkway, Rittle Road, Chelmsford Road and Westway. Chelmsford also, slow traffic along the Roxwell Road between Chignall Road and Parkway. And in Colchester, slow traffic on Lexton Road between Cymbeline Way and Balkhern Hill. Let's have a look at the rail. Again, it's still looking okay for us today, but heading over to the Tube. Yeah, there's still severe delays on the Bakerloo line. Minor delays still on the Central line due to a shortage of trains. The Underground station is closed on Northern line at Kentish Town. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line, eastbound that is, at South Ealing due to engineering works. And finally, minor delays on the Elizabeth line between Hayes and Harlington and Reading, all due to a track fall at Slough. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
I need your love, I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high, I come alive. I need to be free with you tonight. I need your love. We'll be right back.
Oh, Ellie Goulding, love her voice. And Calvin Harris, obviously. We've I Need Your Love. Now it is our 4 at 4:31. We've got 4 brilliant songs. I've even got one from the 50s. So I think you know which one that could be. Now, these are all songs with animals in the title. I've not cheated today as well, because yesterday, I can't remember which one it was. I've done animals, because of Maroon 5's one. I love that. So it wasn't. So now we do actually have animals. We've got 4 of them. The first one, should we start off with Elvis? Go on then. We've got the 50s, we're going to the 70s, 2009 and 1983 are yours among the favourites.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
You better run, run fast for your mother, run fast for your
know why, but every time I hear Florence and the Machine, I always think of Festival Seasons. That's Dog Days Are Over from 2009, and the album, if you can remember, yeah, it was Lungs. Now we've got two more tracks, all with animals in the title. The first one is A Horse With No Name from America, going all the way back there from 1972. And then, oh well, we'll wait and see what the one after that is.
Part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full.
Give you no pain. La 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 la.
The guitars at the end there start sound a little bit like cats, like meowing. Oh, that's a brilliant stuff. Yes, so that was The Cure with Love Cats. Before that, America, A Horse with No Name. Thanks for all your suggestions. We've done that one over 2 days. We could do another couple of days with the animal ones, but we won't. We'll be having a chart from way back when this time tomorrow. Well, for at 4:30 will be a chart from way back when, and then you just have to guess which year it is. Thanks again for your suggestions. Oh, also, I don't know if you've been around yesterday and you were listening, but I did an open mic the other night. It was Sunday evening, actually, and I said I dusted off my guitar and I'm going around and I'm doing all open mic nights around East London and Essex, and I'm starting at the bottom of Essex and East London and then working my way up to the top of Essex. So if you have any suggestions of any open mic nights that you think I should go and check out, then please do let me know. There'd be a blog up on the first one that I did. That'd be up tonight or first thing tomorrow morning, because it was at the Spread Eagle here locally in Brentwood. I can tell you all about it. And I'm hoping as well that more people then will go along to open mics thinking, oh, yeah, I know. Do they accept backing tracks or do they just have instruments? So there was no backing tracks at the one that I played on Sunday. So there's all different ones. And I will be visiting our own Phoenix FM one again as well. So there'll be a blog up about that. Anyway, after the ads, we have Garmin back to the 60s again with a classic from the Monkees.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home, and care in the hospice for patients, their families, and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking, and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Love was only true in fairy tales.
someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
I'm a believer in the Monkees. I love that. And actually, there is a link there with Tony Basil. Do you remember Tony Basil, the one-hit wonder? What she did a song called Mickey. Now, the song was actually called something else originally, but Tony Basil was such a massive Monkees fan and loved Mickey Dolenz that she then changed the name of the song to Hey Mickey. Remember that? Hey Mickey, what a pity. I'm not going to play it, or I might do a little bit later, but anyway, look, here's Sia with Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
One, two, three, drink. I'm just holding on for tonight. Oh, I'm just holding on for tonight. On for tonight. On for tonight.
So on this day in 1963... That still goes on. On this day in 1963, Charlie Watts quit his graphic designer job and joined the Rolling Stones. Bet he never regretted that. So taking us up to the top of the hour, I will see you after five. We've got a one-hit wonder coming up, as well as a brilliant guesty intro, and of course, our Shake It Off session all after 5 o'clock.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.